And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. Well, the numbers don't lie. President Trump's border policies are delivering some pretty historic results that make the previous administration's open border disaster look even worse by comparison. Homeland Security announced that June saw the lowest number of border encounters in U.S. history at 25,243. That is 89% lower than the monthly average during the Biden years. Meanwhile, speaking of President Trump, he's taking his America First approach global with a dozen take-it-or-leave-it trade deal ultimatums heading to various countries this week. After growing tired of lengthy negotiations that are going nowhere, Trump signed letters outlining specific tariff levels, some potentially reaching 70%, that trade partners can either accept or face the consequences. And speaking of President Trump, CNN's Dana Bash demonstrated exactly why trust in the mainstream media continues to plummet. During coverage of the tragic Texas flooding that killed at least 69 people, Bash managed to blame both climate change and the Trump administration for the disaster. She suggested that Trump's government buyouts left National Weather Service offices understaffed, somehow preventing proper flood warnings. It's almost impressive how the liberal media can turn natural disasters into political attacks. Apparently, when it rains in Texas, it's Trump's fault. But when the border becomes secure, well, that's just coincidence. Okay, speaking of cultural decline, Chuck E. Cheese has decided to chase the kidult market that's been such a disaster for Disney. Their new Chuck's Arcade will offer adults-only gaming with alcohol because nothing says emotional maturity like getting drunk playing arcade games meant for children. Way to teach adults to leave the childish games behind. And the workplace challenges facing Gen Z reveal how pandemic isolation damaged basic social skills. Companies are now hiring etiquette coaches at $2,500 per 90-minute session to teach new hires revolutionary concepts like making eye contact, basic hygiene, and not leaving food wrappers scattered around common areas. And it's so sad and tragic to watch. The political landscape shifted dramatically as Elon Musk has now officially launched his America Party following his public feud with President Trump over spending. Finally, some encouraging news to wrap up on. Stanford Medicine announced it's halting gender transition surgeries for patients under 19 following similar moves by Children's Hospital Los Angeles. The decision comes after the executive order by the president cutting federal support for these procedures. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.